Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you that in you we live and move and have our being. Thank you for this beautiful created universe that you've reconciled in Christ. And so you've called us back into this perfect order so that we can rejoice. We can rejoice because our hearts have been circumcised and you share your heart with us. So that is your praises, so that we can praise you this day and for every day. In Jesus' name, amen.
We read Psalm 148, verse 5 and 6 from the TPT translation. Let the entire universe erupt with praise to God. He spoke and created it all, from nothing to something. He established the cosmos to last forever. And he stands behind his commands, so his orders will never be revoked.
Hallelujah. The beautiful thing we can just see here this morning, you know, deception is rife and people tell us, you know, this world is passing away, the sun is losing its power, and that's all deception. It's all deception from the evil one to move us astray from the sure foundation of God's word that we were to build ourselves. He who hears my word and does it is like a wise man building his house on the rock. So we need to know, again, like this morning, that God spoke. God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit spoke, and that this beautiful universe, this earth, the world, and all that is in it came to pass. And that hasn't stopped. The devil came into the picture through the fall, but praise God, Jesus came in, and through him there's resurrection, there's new life. He's the King of Kings and the Lord of all, and he's in the ministry of restoration, ruling and reigning until all darkness is sorted out and everything is returned back to its order, the newness of God's goodness. Amen. Everything has been made new. And we've been brought into that as well. When we were called out of darkness into his marvelous light, it's to wake up to God in a new way every day, as we saw yesterday. To praise God is when we fulfill our purpose. And to fulfill our purpose, we had to be circumcised in our heart and get our praise from God. And this is where we're at the moment. Amen. Staying in tune with God. Because just as God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and all the hosts of heaven, the angels, are there to bring restoration, to restore. Jesus said so nicely when he came back after paying the ultimate price and setting us free from sin. He said, all authority in heaven and earth has been given to me, and therefore we are meant to be disciples walking with him. And why? What's our ministry? God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not counting our sins against us. So that's it. We've got a ministry of restoration. We are here just like the moon and the sun. And all of creation praises God. We're there to praise God. And we praise him by staying in tune. We heard that yesterday as well. The three powerful always that we always need to be applying in our lives. And what is that? So as to do the will of God. We need to pray. And that's fellowship. That's talking to the Lord. Acknowledging him. Walking conscious of him, and from there comes thanks. Why? Because great and mighty, beautiful things are opened up relevant to us being new creations, and that we're in everything that is new. We're in the age, the day, the goodness of God that is coming upon this earth. We're already in it, and therefore we can be thankful. And from thankfulness comes praise. And just like Jesus says, not praise, rejoicing. But rejoicing and praising is very much the same thing. And that's also where our boasting comes from. And that boasting is also the word shining. So we shine in the understanding that we are a part of the family again, and we play a part in the reconciliation. We are new creations. Amen. Born from above to declare the praises of Him who called us out of darkness into His marvelous light. Amen.
Amen.